Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Lord, we love you. We love you so much. As we worship and adore you, my heart cries for the ones who don't know you. For the ones who don't understand how wonderful you are, how you designed us in your image for fellowship and intimacy. I pray tonight that the veil is opened in our eyes and our hearts so that we can see how good you really are. So that we can experience your love without the filters of condemnation or judgment or measuring up or the stuff of the world and the stuff of the flesh. Whether we're trying to measure who we are based on our standards, which don't work in your system, in your kingdom. My heart grieves for the ones that are bound in bondage, who are held captive by their thought patterns. Let tonight be the night, Lord. Help us come into your truth. Help us get free. We know you already did it. We know it's for us, but help us. We place a draw right now for everyone in this room, for anyone that hears this message. We place a draw that the presence and the power, the resurrection power, which was released when Jesus was raised from the dead, when he broke out of the grave, That power, that's what we're looking at right now. That's what we're holding fast to for the breakthrough of every brother and sister who does not know you, who does not know how to come out of the deception. We call on the grace of Jesus. We call on the love, the mercy, the compassion of the Father who sent his Son to redeem us from the curse, who sent his Son, sowed a seed, sowed the man, the God-man, into the earth to redeem us from what the enemy stole back when Adam and Eve had dominion and ruled and reigned the earth. We call on that right now. We call on that right now, Jesus. We call on that right now, Father God. Holy Spirit, help. Help us break through the deception, the bondage, the chains that hold us back. We want free. I want free. 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 We call on your grace. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me come to your truth. All you have to do is speak those words, friends. You have license. You have the power. It's already yours. You don't earn it. You can't deserve it. None of us are good enough. That's why he sent Jesus. There's a government system that is for us. It's called the kingdom system. It's higher than the earth realm. God is calling us into our true place in him. Can you hear? Do you have ears to hear? If you don't, it's okay. Say, I don't hear. Jesus, help me hear. Holy Spirit, I want to hear truth. Help me. Help me break through the filters. See, everything we have is from him. Stewardship over the earth. And he's asking us, will you do what I sent you to do? Will you be who I created you to be? And some of us are like, yeah, sure. Some of us are like, no, that scares me. We need to come back to the basics. The basics. The basics of the cross. The basics. Adam and Eve ruled and reigned. They were given the Great Commission. They were told many things, but it was all simple. Rule and reign until I come back. Jesus tells us, rule and reign until I come back. Some of us are being ruled and reigned by the demonic forces. We need to set it straight tonight. We need to put things in perspective. Not your perspective, but the Father's perspective and what the Word of God says about who you are and what you are. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about redemption. Let's talk about forgiveness. Let's talk about hope. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about healing, the healing power of Jesus Christ. Jesus purchased us with His own blood. He knew. He knows your DNA. He knows your faults. He knows your good things. He doesn't care about your faults and your good things. He doesn't measure like that. He sees you in His own eye, created in His own image. When He sees you, He sees beauty. He doesn't see the wreck. He doesn't see the stench. He sees that a girl, that a boy, that one's mine. Just like a true loving father. Just like a father who doesn't care about a dirty diaper. Who doesn't care. He sees the heart that He put inside you. That's what He looks at. He looks at the heart. Not the struggle, not the temptation, not the pride, not the failures. He looks at the heart and says, oh, look at that. That one's mine. That one's mine. He is wooing us tonight into truth, into truth, into truth. He is wooing us. Now, this is a great time to practice. I love opportunities like this. First of all, His presence is strong in here tonight. You're surrounded by believers. I love a little distraction because it challenges me to grow my spiritual muscles. Can't do it in the flesh, but you know what? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, I'm being distracted by the flesh. Help me. Bring me back in. Show me the way. And boom! What? There was a baby crying? When? Oftentimes, people say to me after a meeting, did you hear the rappers? Did you hear? And first of all, let's bless that baby. Hallelujah. Lord, we release Your presence and Your peace upon that little mighty warrior of God. We come against any scheme of the enemy to kill, steal, or destroy. We speak shalom, peace. It's okay. Bless in the name of Jesus. Bless in the name of Jesus. Receive. Receive. She wants her mama. Let her mama. Her. She wants the mama. There you go. Now every grandma in here is heart's pulled. Every mom in here is like pulled. Hallelujah. We just claim back. We claim it right now. We claim back the wonderful peace and shalom of God. We enter back into His rest. Hallelujah. Are you practicing? Oh, I love opportunities like this. Grow us up, Lord. Grow us up. I remember being trained when I lived next to the gun range. And they'd practice all day long. Brr, 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 boom, boom, boom. And the Lord would say, repeat what I said. I'd be like, I can't. But slowly He trained me. And I didn't know what for. You know, I just did what He told me to do. And see, oftentimes if we do what He tells us to do, later on we go, oh. I'll never forget the time when I felt gunfire in the room from people. You know, thoughts. I'm like, now I know what you meant. Stay in, stay in. Hallelujah. Our thoughts have power. Okay, so God has created us in His image, and I'm excited because tonight He's releasing things and He's putting things in perspective and He is adjusting some things that need adjusting. And first of all, we're created in His image. He sent Adam and Eve. He created Adam and Eve for His good pleasure. They got deceived by the enemy because they went to eat from the wrong tree. Okay? They entertain the darts of the enemy. Anybody entertain the darts of the enemy? You ever eat from the wrong tree? That's a picture for us. Come back. Come back. See, Jesus purchased us. So if we eat from the wrong tree and we come back, there's forgiveness. And it's not the type of forgiveness that man has. And it doesn't come with punishment. It comes with the prodigal son. Oh, I'm so glad you're back. But I blew it again. Oh, I'm so glad you're back. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about offending grace and everything that he did through the cross. I'm not releasing a license to continually to willfully sin. That's not my heart. My heart is to reach the broken ones, the ones that are still being tormented because they opened the door to the enemy. And they don't know how to close the door, and they don't know how to find the kingdom of God. The ones that are in between, the ones that are, I do believe, but I don't believe. I do believe, help my unbelief. Here I am again, Lord. I want to serve you, but I fell again. I sinned again. Here I am again, Lord. You know, I judge somebody. Oh, forgive me, Lord. God is calling us out of that place, and truthfully, it's a lot of junk. It's all trickery and deception to stop us from receiving all the blessings, which have already been released. So God is calling some of us that need to be called out of some places that you go. Now, I love how God is so gentle and kind, and he won't, you know, single you out. He'll always give gentle correction. He'll always bring gentle direction. And now there's some in here who will take offense at what he says. A spirit of condemnation will come on them, and they'll get heavy and they'll say, I'm never going to make it. I don't know how to do this. I want to recognize the enemy right now. Who is he and what is he? He's a liar. He's an accuser. He's a thief. And nothing good comes out of his mouth. So if you're having thoughts right now that you're never going to get better, it's always going to be this way, who is that? Okay? So we need to start to pay attention to whose dial we're tuned into, whose receiver we're going to receive from. Some of us need to close the dial, turn the channel. Some of us get used to listening to that chatter. I know people who fall asleep with the TV on. Now, I don't care about that stuff. But I'm just saying, they get used to the chatter. They get used to the noise. Some people cannot be quiet. They have not learned how to rest without chaos going all around. Now, I don't care about that stuff in the natural, but I'm telling you, there's a place in God where you can rest when there's chaos going around in the natural and you're unaffected by it. And that's what God's trying to release tonight. He's trying to release the keys so that you can overcome the schemes of the enemy and walk victoriously all the rest of your days on this earth. Because you're going to go home someday to your true home and you're going to watch the tapes roll and you're going to be like, what? I can't believe I stressed over that. You know, and you're going to be like, wow, there were angels watching me. Wow, they did protect me. Wow, that one's not here. They acted so holy. You know, we've read the books, friends. We've read the books, but let's go to the book. I always feel like, I'm not a judgmental person, but sometimes he gives me strong words, and I always feel like I hope people receive without fleshly interaction. But I just want to read a scripture that kind of is frightening. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. That scares me. Here's some good news. Seek first. Now, I'm backing up a little bit, but I love this. Well, I'll just give you this one. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Let's talk about that. That's good news. It doesn't say those who don't sin today. It doesn't say those who are good enough today. It doesn't say those who smell good or smell bad today. It doesn't say those who think, you know, and meditate on the scripture 24/7 and walk in holiness continually. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. I feel like we're going to live here for a little bit because everyone who asks, so that means the thief, the adulterer, that means everyone. See, God is no respecter of person. He loves us all. He created us in his image. And so there's some people, I can always tell where we're going in the message based on where some people are being deceived. One of my jobs is to help rip open the deception so that you can come out and be separated. Here's the thing. Some of you are struggling in here, whether it be thoughts, whether it be actions, habits. God knows who you are. And you know what he calls you? Overcomer. And you know why you're an overcomer? Because you're an heir to the promises. You're an heir to his kingdom. You're his son and his daughter. You're royalty. Some of you stink because you think, because of your past sins and mistakes, you can't come out. You don't deserve it. Well, that's a lie from the enemy. None of us deserve it. Whether we are showered and clean, whether we have no perfect thought or every perfect thought, none of us. We all fall short of the glory in our flesh. That's why he sent his son. And so the enemy's trying to keep you in your position of demonic possession because he's afraid that you're going to walk in your inheritance. And it's not against you. He's against God. It's bigger than you, friend. You're the pawn. You're being used. When will you say, I've had enough of this game. I'm no longer going to justify. I'm no longer going to react to the same old lie and the same old pattern that I've been spinning in for 12 years, 30 years. I'm going to choose to believe God's word, which never lies. It's incorruptible. It cannot lie. It's full of life. It has the DNA of God in here because he wrote it. Whose report are you going to believe? See, God is calling you out of your justification, your justified life, your victimized capabilities, or the class that you've put yourself in. He was talking to me earlier today about the welfare system and how some people, the welfare system was created to help people. It was a bridge. It was a bridge to help you in a season when you need help. But in today's society, it's become a way of life. It's become a way of getting by and collecting from the government. And then what happens? Listen to me, I'm not against welfare. There was a season in my life where I used it as a bridge to walk out of when everything imploded. Okay? But here's what the Lord said. Guard your heart against entitlement. Because with welfare comes entitlement. There's a spirit. There is a force behind that thing that is ruling that system. And that system is designed to keep you in bondage. God's word is designed to free you from bondage. So It is meant for a temporary stepping stone, and really, the church is supposed to be that, if we want to go there. You know, it's clear about the widows and the orphans. It's very clear about some things. And so, I feel like God is exposing the situation that some people are in right now, not to go, look at you, you fell into it. No, to say, look, life and death, choose life. Now, he put a system in place called seed, time, and harvest. That works in every area of our lives. You can't argue with it. What you sow, you reap. And if you sow, and if you sow, it's all about me, I deserve everything, or you don't understand because when I was 5, this happened to me. Listen, you're not 5 anymore. But if you're living like you're 5, there's a problem. And I only know one answer. It's Jesus. And it's his systems, which he laid out in his word. They carry life, truth, and power to set us free in every area, all the time. God sowed his son. He sowed the seed of his son. His son redeemed us from the curse. If you're still living in curse, it's by choice. Now, at first, it's by ignorance. But everybody in this room has heard me preach about the blessings and the cursing. Deuteronomy 28, choose life, choose life. Watch your words, sow. It's always going to be this way. It happened to me when I was 2. You know, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Replace what you're speaking. If you can't figure out the opposite of where you're at, hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. You do that and you know what happens? Every demon goes, ugh! And that's like slapping them in the face with a big sledgehammer. But if you say, oh, I screwed up my life, I made bad choices. First of all, raise your hand if you've never made a bad choice. Yeah. But why is it you focus on your bad choice? Are you so great in the bad choice making? No. Stop glorifying your decisions. You don't think you are, but you are. You're idolizing your lifestyle. Well, even though it's bad, you're like, well, it's bad because I can't do this or I can't. No. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. You know, there was a season where there were a bunch of attacks. Those are opportunities to say, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I don't know how he's going to fix this, but I know he is. Right. See, it's not our job to figure it out. Right. Yeah. You know, I talked a little while ago about the pawn, you know, the pawn of the enemy. I'd rather be a pawn of God than the pawn of the enemy any day. Okay. Lord, use me. What do you want me to do today? You want me over here? Okay. Or do you want to be moved and abused by the enemy? See, God is challenging us to clean house. The mind, the thoughts. Some of you need to clean your closets. Some of you have idols in your closet. Did we go here last week? I feel like we're going back. You must not have cleaned out your closet. Yes, he was talking to you. It was a shelf. Amen. Amen. God only has his best for you. Who else do you know that would sow a seed of life on your behalf? I don't know anybody that has the power, first of all. Right. His systems have been established forever. Some of us are missing it because of lack of knowledge. And we choose to focus on our situations and our circumstances. God's challenging us tonight to open the book. Open the book. Put away the stuff of the flesh that is causing you to stay stale. We're going somewhere tonight. We're building to it. I see it. But he's laying it out for you so you can come along, so you can step out. I'm making a decision. Oh, you know, I didn't realize I stunk. I am thinking bad. Oh, I, you know, how did I get here? What happened? 3 years ago, things were great, and now look at me. This has happened, this has happened, this has happened, and it looks like it's getting worse. And here I am waiting on God to send me the life raft, and you know what? He did. He did. But it's not looking the way you expect. Look up. I'm thinking of that scripture. What? No. Yeah. Yep. Amen. Are you being singled out tonight? Yeah. Do you need to be singled out tonight? Yeah. See, he often uses pictures. You know, he talks about his sheep know his voice. I often see sheep hanging on the fence or trying to get out, especially in a message like this. You know, the enemy hates when truth is spoke, and I can feel the conviction stirring in hearts, and I see the choices that they're making, and I see the enemy trying to keep the cap of limitations on them, and God says, "Behold, I make all things new." Now, does that mean you're still going to live in your old lifestyle? No! Behold! Believe the promises of God. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. He made his choice. He's waiting on you to make your choice. And every day it's a choice. Every day you can choose life. Every day. Now, there's times when you don't feel like it. I get that. But you don't speak it out loud. You don't speak it out loud. I remember one time, I didn't want to get up. I had to go to a meeting or something. I was hanging out with the Lord, and I didn't want to get up. And I was like, you know, I don't want to go. I forget where I had to go. And I had text somebody, and they're like, hey, I'm struggling today. I'm like, you know what? This is what it looks like to call on grace. And I sent a picture of me kind of all frowny face, and then I said, Lord, I'm calling on your grace. I got to do this, and I don't want to, but I know you'll help me. And I sent another one, and I was kind of like half smiling. And the third one, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And I sent another one. It's a picture. It's a picture. But see, what I used was my words to change the circumstances of my mind and my flesh and my emotions. And see, we have the authority. We really do. You have to get this tonight. There's no more excuse. You can't blame your parents for the way you turned out. Your parents did the best job they could. Release them. Release that bitterness in your heart. Ooh, we're going here tonight. I saw it. I saw it when we were worshiping. I didn't know it was going to go this way. Here's the thing. I remember being judgmental and mad at my folks because of the way my life turned out, which was really good. I just had a wrong thought process, okay? But I remember the day when somebody corrected me and said, your parents did the best they could do. And I thought, oh, they do? They did? You know, we're so self-absorbed. Me, me, me. What about me? Well, what about your parents? Think what they must have gone through. Now, I'm not saying, listen to me. I hear it at the altar all the time. I know there's been some hardships. But I'm going to tell you, the power of the blood of Jesus is much better and greater than any hardship. And you can release that pain. You can release that hurt. You can do the great exchange. It happens at the cross. That cross is alive for us today. Some of us need to make the great exchange. I'm going to exchange my sorrow. I'm going to exchange my judgment. You know, the judgment was placed on Jesus. We cannot afford ourselves to go into judgment. We cannot afford ourselves to go into bitterment. We cannot, because those bring death. Release your parents tonight. Father, I forgive my mom. Father, I forgive my dad. I'm so sorry that I've judged them. I'm so sorry I thought this or that or that, you know, I responded this way. I believe they did the best they could. Even though it was horrible, even though I don't understand, I am releasing them into your care. I am releasing these memories into your care. And I'm going to release myself into your care, Jesus. I'm doing the great exchange. I want your happiness, your peace, and your joy. And when you do that, you will untangle, disconnect from that tie of hurt, bitterness, disappointment, hopelessness that will stay at the cross forever on Jesus when he was there, and you get to walk in the blessings and holiness and love of Jesus, the compassion. You'll start to see compassion through his eyes like never before because you're unhooked from the trauma and the trials and the upbringing and the name-calling and the abuses. He even took your abuse to the cross. Some of you were made fun of, called names, picked on, and that's festering. But you stuff, because you're older now. But every once in a while it tries to come out and you're like, I'm not dealing with that. God wants to heal you tonight. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to set you free from the things that have tangled you and mangled you. Who was mangled? Will you make the exchange tonight with him? When you make that exchange, remember your words are license. You have authority, and it's our voice that activates the blessings. It's our voice that activates the curses. Choose tonight to release what needs to be released in your heart that's bubbling up right now. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Take that. Give Jesus your burdens, your trials, your troubles, and take upon you his forgiveness. They were used. They were pawns, those people that hurt you. Many times it's to go against the great thing that God put inside of you, the very seed that he's protected all this time. God is wooing you to walk in every blessing. They're cheering you on, the angels. They won't direct you. They can't. You have greater authority. Some of you have a little wrong order. You think the angels are going to do it for you. Listen, you have greater authority than the angels. I'm feeling a shift. And I don't want to push past where we're going. And I see some hearts being healed. I see where we're going to go, but I'm not going before God. So don't be bothered or upset if there's a pause. Think of the POW camp when they come in stealth mode and free them and bring them back home. That's what's going on right now. The enemy, sleeping, can't do a thing. Because God is greater. Always. He is greater than the enemy. The enemy is a copier and a counterfeiter. Yeah. And God is releasing, I'm seeing him releasing like these gold certified pure marks. Opening it up, uncovering, removing some scars, going after the treasure, going after his prized possession, you. I have to shift for a few minutes because I see a healing in the room. I see a kidney that God is healing right now. So I release the healing power of Jesus right now to heal every kidney, any area of kidney disease. I see the blood being purified and put into order. So right now I release the healing power of Jesus through your kidneys. I see recreation in one kidney. It's a right kidney being recreated right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And I receive that from my mother right now in the name of Jesus. Here's a really great thing about healing. It's alive. Never dies. You could hear this message next week and you can still grab that healing. You can take it with you. Hallelujah. But, voice activated. I receive that in the name of Jesus. And the enemy comes and says, you can't have that. You did such and such. Get behind me, Satan. You speak that out loud. You tell that enemy where to go. Some of you need to take back your minds. Some of you need to close the door to the demonic chatter. And when you close the door, you say, I refuse to think those thoughts anymore. God's word says, I'm blessed and highly favored. God's word says, I'm the head and not the tail. God's word says, whatever it is that you need, you speak it out loud. And it, even if you don't see it happen right away, think of the seed, time, and harvest. Faint not, friends. Faint not. His word is powerful. And when you speak his word, you're speaking by the Spirit, which is all power. Light be. Leg grow. Kidney grow. Amen. Let's close some doors tonight. I'm hearing the words addiction. Now, whenever I hear the words addiction, in my flesh I think, oh, drugs, alcohol. God's bigger. I'm not limiting addiction. He said addiction. So we're going to talk about addiction, and I'm going to watch God heal people who want to be set free. Here's the thing. Do you want to be set free? If you want to be set free, I'm going to remind you of a scripture. Ask, word can't lie, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. I heard the words justification. That is a hook in the spirit that is trying to steal right now your deliverance. But I need this because I can't do this. I need this. It calms me down. I need this. I get this way. Who's talking? Where's that voice coming from? Does that have life in it at all? It says, I. Well, if that's where you're thinking, that is your flesh. I'm challenging you right now to seek God and his original design for your life. And do you want to keep the cap of I need this, I can't, I won't, or do you want to believe God's word and the power behind his word? He can't lie. He can't lie. And his power and his grace and his compassion is here tonight to heal all who are sick or oppressed of the devil. It doesn't say some, it says all. But it's up to you. He's asking you, do you want everything he has released for you? Amen. Do you want to make the great exchange? Some of you will say no, and that's okay. If you want freedom from addiction, I want you to speak it out loud to him, not to me. Jesus, I want to be free. I've tried everything. I don't, you know, your own words. I don't know what to do. Help me. I want to be free. And I release you right now from the lies of the enemy. I release you from captivity. I release you from, I got to get the words, I see it, justification. Justification. Self-gratification. I break the holds of that. I break the lies associated with that. And I command you to come into the will of the Lord. Now it's your choice if you'll come. But I release it right now into the room. I just saw a bunch of whew, out the door. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. See, those are spirits sent by the enemy to try to keep you in captivity. I'm telling you, when God sets you free, there's no withdrawal. That's part of the man-made system, doing the man's way of getting free. God just sets you free. So don't even think about going back into the natural and going, okay, No, no, no. Remove the cap and receive it right now. Receive it. Some of you need healing in your minds. I spend a lot of time in prayer this week. Sometimes he'll give me a burden, and I don't understand it, so I just pray in tongues and just kind of, it's almost like a murmuring, just mulling and turning inside of me, and I don't know what it is, but I know it's him. And I've been praying for the body of Christ, and one of the things that I saw this week when I was praying is minds. And he reminded me. I remember, 7, 10 years ago, I don't remember how many years ago, a friend of mine was struggling with temptation and was watching images on a computer screen. And it was actually a woman, and I didn't even know that women struggled with pornography. I thought it was always men. It shows you how much I knew. I was just young, a baby in the Lord, and I saw it in the Spirit. I saw this rut in her brain, and I was like, why do I see that, Lord? What are you showing me this for? And he wanted her free, and she had been crying out for free. But here's the thing. Most people won't deal with it or talk about it. And if God shows it to you, it's for a purpose. It's so you can pray it through and help them get released. And so I just said quietly, hey, in fact, I think he even set me up to give her a ride home or something. So it was like she couldn't jump out the car or anything. I'm kidding. But I just remember, I didn't even know her that well, but she was a young friend. And I said, hey, do you struggle with like something that's affecting your brain? I'm seeing this rutting in your brain. It's a darkness. And she said, oh, yes. I've struggled with pornography. And I try not to, but I see these images and I don't know what to do. And I being naive and a child, I said, well, I think God wants to heal you. And I prayed for her, and I actually saw the rutting in her brain get filled in with this white light. And she got set free that night. Now, she didn't have to go through a program. She didn't have to fast and pray. She was hungry. She didn't earn it. She didn't deserve it. But she cried out and said, I'm struggling. Help me, Lord. I don't know the day she cried out. But God was sent three other people and they just didn't listen. I don't know. But I'll never forget that day. And I've seen it over and over. I've prayed for people who have strong addictions to strong drugs. And I've seen their minds get healed just like that. Now, I have no ability to do that. But he does. And he wants us to walk in wholeness. And so if you're struggling tonight with mind thoughts, with temptations, with wrong thinking, I can see there's this, there's a substance in the room and it's very thick and white. And I feel like God just wants me to lay hands on like the whole room, to heal some thoughts, some images, some mind problems and struggles, and I'm telling you, our minds are greater than any human computer. I mean, any computer, think about, before I release this, think about a computer. When you ever have to reformat a computer, some of you probably don't know what that means, but when you reformat a computer, it puts everything in place and pulls out the bad files, reformatting. And I've seen that in the Spirit where God does that to minds. It's happened to my mind a couple times, and it amazes me. It's like, I don't even remember. I no longer have an emotion tied to that, because you get delivered to the uttermost. And see, that's God's desire. He wants us whole so that we're wholly His. And then when we're wholly His, He says, hey, kid, go do that. Amen? Yeah. So I feel like I want to release this. He wants to. You know, I know He does, because I can feel it. I feel the excitement of His heart. You know, He's like, yay, finally. You know, tonight, yay. So I don't think there's anybody in here who has a perfect mind yet, who can't use a little reformatting still. So I'm not going to force you to take this. He will never force you. He's so gentle. But if you need your mind healed tonight, you know, I really believe this has to do with also memories, forgetfulness. You know, He's limitless. But I see Him wanting to deal with our minds. So whatever the need is for your mind, you have nightmares? Tonight's your night. You don't dream? Tonight's your night. He's limitless. But He wants to touch our minds tonight. Now, for some of you, you'll be like, well, this is too New Agey. Listen to me. That's counterfeit. There's a scripture that talks about the mind of Christ. I want that. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lord, I'm asking You right now to release a renewing of our minds. I release this white, beautiful, gooey substance into the minds of the people in this room and whoever hears this message, including myself. Father, I ask for the full measure of a Holy Ghost mind wash. I ask You to remove everything that does not glorify You, everything that has caused us to stumble, to have wrong thinking. I break trauma off our minds, off our brains, and I command the holiness, the fullness of God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth and revelation to rise up in us tonight. I come against any spirit, any demonic force that tries to hinder or counterfeit or take away from what the Lord is doing in here tonight. I release His life, love, power, and glory in the fullness for the time and season that we're in. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. When I release to the full room, there's always one that you have to push. Not tonight. Yeah. Not tonight. Yeah. There's always a few that go into the slumber and they miss it. And my heart grieves. Not tonight. Amen. Not tonight. We receive it all. We receive it all, Jesus. We receive it all, Father. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Help us walk in the new nature, which is Your nature, which You intended for us to have all along. Help us learn to live and abide in Your presence, to live on earth as it is in heaven, to release the heavenly realm into the earth. Teach us to be kingdom-minded. Teach us to understand kingdom authority, the government system of the kingdom of God, where it becomes first nature. Let this earth realm be second nature. Let us be kingdom-minded. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, help. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I love that scripture. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I'm going to tell you something. That's not just about saying the sinner's prayer. There's so much to that scripture. It's life. See, Jesus purchased you. You're His. You belong to Him.
That's right.
You got an eternal Father who loves you forever. He gave us the Holy Spirit who's crying out, talk to Me. Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Do you hear? Yeah. Will you connect with the Holy Spirit? Some of you are like, what are you talking about? Let me tell you. Jesus had to leave because there was only one of Him, because He was a man born from heaven into the earth. When He left, He released the Holy Ghost. Dunamis power. It's all part of the package. Many times people get saved because they don't want to go to hell. That's the watered-down version. That's the watered-down version. Friends, when you say yes to Jesus, you are saying yes to the kingdom of God, and I don't want the kingdom of darkness anymore. Some of you have to willfully and actfully and proactively start saying, I am not entertaining the thoughts of the enemy anymore. I am no longer going to have one foot in and one foot out. I am choosing life. Even if you don't know what that means. Because you won't. You're going to be cloudy and muddy. But until, and then it's when, and then it's wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are we doing on time? 8:30? It felt like 2 minutes. I'm going to just check in, but I'm going to take a sip of my water. So it was a gulp. When I was praying Tuesday night for this meeting, you know, I've been carrying this thing, and I know we're in a new season, and it's like I'm excited for where we're going, and I have such an awareness for the body of Christ and the condition right now. It's like, you know, no filters. It's like raw and present, and I like that. And because it's like my compassion is growing, and I'm like concerned over people, you know, and their condition and how they're doing, and are they going to make it, and how can I cheer them on, and how can I help, and when I was praying Tuesday night, I was thinking, okay, is that where we're going? And he said, no. He goes, there's healing. And so I'm like, oh, I love healings. And so, you know, I'm thinking a leg will grow out. You know, I don't think small when he says there's healing. I think, oh, great. What? Hips healed. Yeah, eyeballs opened, you know, glasses gone, limbs gone. That's where I go. Now, mine, see,
that's huge. That's everything.
That's huge. I didn't even plan on mine. Didn't even think mine. See, when I start thinking, I put limits on. And that's why we have to yield. I'm saying this because we have to yield. Our biggest problem is ourself. It's not your spouse. It's not your job. It's not the neighbor's dog. It's not that neighbor keeps parking in that one spot. That's not the problem. Our problem is ourselves. We have to get turned inside out. We have to become king, heavenly minded. King, you know, king first. Here's the thing. I've been hearing this, you know, self-centeredness, you know, it's a root that it leads to destruction. And here's the thing. When I hear it, I'm looking at myself, okay? I'm not looking at my neighbor. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, Lord, show me any areas that you want me to work on, and let's deal with the junk and get it out of the trunk. Let's deal with it. Okay? And so, as I've been praying into this, I've discovered that self-centeredness is really the cause of a lot of problems. If you think about it, when we're focused on ourselves, we are going against the design of the Father. The design of the Father was for us to worship Him. Pause, period, dot, 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 dot. When we become so self-focused, we are no longer operating in the spirit realm. We're totally flesh. So if you're, this is like a gauge, if you're thinking about how am I going to pay that next bill, or why is this problem still bothering me, or you know, when are things going to change? I want to tell you something. Ask, and it will be given to you. Who are you asking? Are you asking Google? Are you asking your spouse? Are you asking nobody? Are you just thinking it in your head? Words carry power. They're containers of power. Ask, and it will be given to you. Ask Jesus. Ask Holy Spirit. Ask your Heavenly Father. Seek. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Seek. That means look. That doesn't mean casually. You're in a war. You have to come out from the area of captivity, which is usually your mind. To come out, you need a plan. If you ask Him, He will give you the plan. Oftentimes people wait to hear a message or wait to, you know, to for you know, maybe He'll give it to me in a dream. If you don't ask, you're not going to get. There, you know, the hungry get fed. You, a baby starts crying, you're going to check the diaper. You're going to see if when's the last time they ate. Have they been held? We have to start asking our questions to the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter who you ask it to out of the Trinity, just ask it. Don't worry about who's who. That comes. That comes. Because it comes with relationship. You'll start to recognize the voice. You'll recognize when it's your enemy, when it's your soul, and when it's Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Father God. You'll start to recognize. But you're not going to know if you don't show up. So, ask, seek, knock. There's some things that I'll ask. I'll say, Lord, what about this? And I don't hear from Him on it. A couple days later, He'll tell me. See, I've developed a relationship with Him that I know He will always answer my questions because His Word says so. And His track record has proven it. Ask, seek, knock. If there's something that is not happening and I'm pressing in for some things that He has told me that He wants me to do and I'm not seeing them, I know it's not His problem. It's mine. There's a block somewhere. What is it? Knock, 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 knock. Here I am again. Knock, knock, knock. Here I am again. I'm not leaving. But here's what happens. Oh, distraction. Butterfly off. I go running. Oh, look at, you know what I'm talking about? Here I am again, Lord. Knock, knock, knock. He doesn't care that if we float off for a day or two or a week or a month or a year. When we get what we're supposed to get, then we move on. And it's always conditional on our part. So if you're struggling in a good way or a bad way, whether I'm in this mess, I don't know how to get out, ask Him. He's got the plan. And it's bigger and better than what you're thinking in the natural. Some of you are business starters in here. I see people that are in businesses, you already are entrepreneurs, and God is increasing. This is the year of increase and favor. He is opening up streams of revenue. He is opening up streams of revenue. Well, how do you get it? I just released that word prophetically, and that was from the Lord. But if you don't say, how do I get that, Lord? What are you saying? What are we doing? He'll say, open up, blah, blah, do blah, blah, or go there. And you'll be like, okay. And you do it, and there's the divine connection. He won't give you the full picture because He wants you to keep coming to Him. He wants to co-labor with you. He created you for fellowship. So sometimes I see people get ahead of the bus. You know, they get the plan from God, and they're like, oh, I'm called to blah, blah. God's like, I got an idea. And then you see them 6 months later crashed in a ditch because the enemy took them out because they weren't listening and being led by the Spirit of the living God. There, you know what? I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to call you out right now because I don't know if you'll catch this any other way, but you have an entrepreneurial spirit in you. God has destined you, or whatever the word is, for great things. I see you working with your hands. I see you. You've got a kind heart. You have compassion. And you have met the Father and you know Him. And the enemy has lied to you and tried to trick you and keep you in bondage. But the Lord says, no more. I healed your mind tonight. And God can't lie. Now the enemy's going to go, are you sure that was God? And what are you going to say? I refuse to listen to you anymore. And watch, Okay. Because you have all authority. You're the one that gets to trample over all the scorpions and all the snakes. I feel like I'm telling you guys, if you're struggling right now, you need to get a hold of yourself and say, stop it! God's word just said. I'm telling you, get out of self-pity. Tonight's your night to get free. And for those of you who don't walk in that stuff and you're like, I know God's got promises for me. I've heard him. I've been prophesied to by him, and he's told me personally. He showed me dreams. Knock, knock, knock. Here I am, Lord. What do you want me to do? How are we going to get this to come to pass? How are we going to birth this into the earth realm? Here I am. Your servant's listening. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for tonight. I just can't. I'm in awe of your goodness. I'm so excited for the season that we're in. I really am. I'm so excited where we're going. All of us have a destiny. All of us have a place and a position. I see the shift, the great shift, the great awakening of the people, the lost, the sleepy, the dead, the ones held in bondage. I see them free and alive and walking in the rulership and authority as kings, as rulers, as God intended for us. I release that in the name of Jesus. I say yes to it in the name of Jesus. I love you guys. I bless you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.